Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
WTIC, good evening. You know what happens on Monday. Bob Stefanowski joins us. We talk a little state politics, get up to date on the latest. Bob, welcome back. How you doing?
I'm good, Todd. I don't know if you saw with our favorite topic, Eversource, they entered the realm of the absurd late last week, where because of the cost that they incurred on the storm Isaiah, they've asked for a $700 million loan from the residents of the state of Connecticut. So here's a company that makes $1 billion a year. Their top executives are paid $40 million a year. They've got $42 billion in assets. They don't perform in the storm. People's rates went up by 50 to 100%. I could go on forever. And what's their answer? To ask for a loan from the people that they've been overcharging for the last few years with horrible service. It's absolutely amazing that the company has the gall to even ask for this.
Okay, but you've got to explain this to me, since you're a chief financial officer type guy and you understand numbers. They're saying they're going to borrow the money one way or the other, and then that loan will be repaid by the ratepayers, because that's how it works, and therefore they want help with the loan so they can drive down the borrowing cost, and that means they will save the average citizen in the state who's got Eversource services, they'll save them money. What's the flaw in that argument?
Well, it's a bit of a shell game, Todd. What they're saying is option A is, well, first of all, their premise is that because they had to spend more for the storm, that they need to pass that on to consumers. So that's
right.
The first flaw in the logic. Why should the consumer pick up 100% of the bill for a storm that no one had control over? And by the way, Eversource handled horribly. So that's question one. Why doesn't the company take some of the financial hurt for that? Then, so if you get past that and you agree that customers should be paying for it, which I don't agree with, then it's when do you pay? And they're giving us two choices. They're saying we can raise your rates immediately and we can start charging it now, or we can get a loan, we can spread it over 5 years, so you're not going to see the rate increase as much today, but you're going to pay it back over 5 years. And once again, despite the fact that they're paying it over 5 years, the consumers are paying for it. So it's another shell game to make it look like Eversource is being tolerant when the consumer is just paying the bill like they always do, and they're disguising it in a loan.
So that would seem to indicate that Eversource isn't concerned about its reputation, because after what happened in early August, you'd think they'd be falling all over themselves. Oh, we'll pick up the cost of this. Why wouldn't they be doing that right now, except that they think the status quo is an immovable object? That is, they're the power company. They're the big power generator and supplier and biller. And the political class, i.e. the regulators, the Democrats who control state government, that the regulators let them do whatever they want. So where is the pressure they're supposed to bow to? It seems to me this is an indictment of the Democrats.
Well, it's actually worse than that, Todd, and there's two reasons. One is they're a monopoly, so people have no alternative on another place to go. And if people did, they would move away from Eversource tomorrow. But unfortunately, in most of the coverage area for Eversource, it's the only game in town. The second is, not only do the regulators not tell Eversource what to do, they guarantee Eversource that they make a 9% return every year. In other words, for every dollar that Eversource spends in a year, they get a guaranteed 9% return on that. Now, think about that for a minute, Todd. I've got a little amount of money in the bank. It's earning 0.25%. So when Eversource sets their rates and the regulator allows them to set the rates that they charge people, implicit in that is a 9% return for the company. And what's the company doing with that money? They're not doing using it to improve service. They're not doing it to improve their response time. They're paying their executives $40 million a year for horrible performance. So there is no link in the company between what they get paid as a company and the service that they deliver. And that's a problem. It's a big problem.
Yes, and to me, this is a further indication of why everything government touches becomes problematic. Government designed this system of taking semi-public the private companies that do utilities, and then they supervise the utilities and tell us this structure is the best for us because we have the great, compassionate Democrats who run state government to protect us. And then we find out time after time that that protection we're offered by the regulatory scheme turns out not to be real.
Well, they pretend to protect us, Todd, right? They use the rhetoric to protect us, and they say they're watching out for the consumer. But if they were watching out for the consumer, people's rates would not have gone up 50% in July. If they were primarily concerned with the consumer, people wouldn't have had to wait 2 weeks to get their power back. If they were concerned about the consumer, people would be getting reimbursed for the spoiled food in their refrigerator and the medicines that went bad because they didn't have any power for weeks. What the Democrats are concerned about is the lobbying money that comes in for Eversource and the friends and family that they put on the regulator who get paid $150,000 a year, and they're supporting the machine rather than looking out for the consumer. And that's the fundamental problem. Until that changes, Todd, consumers are going to continue to get ripped off, and they're going to have nothing at all that they can do about it.
We'll just get a quick weather forecast, and we'll finish up with Bob. Okay, let's wrap up with Bob Stefanowski. We're talking about Eversource and the company's request for a $700 million loan from, who would this loan be from? Is that from the state government?
They would basically take the amounts that people are going to pay, and they would probably, they call it securitized, they would get a loan from the bank, or the government would guarantee it. But the bottom line is they'd be borrowing money from consumers to help them pay for poor performance. It's really absurd. And the last
thing, all right, what else can you tell us about this story, Bob?
Well, this storm hit in early August, right? And everybody's up in arms. Everybody's raging. There's special hearings. Everybody, you know, we're going to deregulate. Blumenthal's getting up there. But you know what's happened in 60 days, close to 60 days, Todd? Absolutely nothing. And you know what's happening every month? People's utility bills continue to go up. So I think you and Pastor Will and your listeners and everybody else out there needs to stay on top of this, because if we don't hold them accountable, this issue will go back under the desk again, and in 2 years we'll have another storm, and the exact same thing will happen. So we need to have some fundamental change this time around, and we can't give up on this topic. We need to stay vocal about it to protect the people out there that are paying these ridiculous bills. So I appreciate you.
And it sounds like you think we need to keep pressuring. My inclination is to pressure the regulators, the Democrats who control the utility companies, but you think at least that we also have to be putting a ton of pressure on Eversource so they feel embarrassed about their behavior.
I think it's Eversource, it's the regulators, and it starts with our representatives, the people that we've represented to go up to the Senate and the House. Where are they, right? Where are these people pounding the pavement saying this needs to change? And ultimately, those are the people that are supposed to be our advocates, and they got to get all over this and change it.
All right, good point. Thank you, sir. Good to talk with you, Bob Stefanowski. We'll see you again next week.
Thank you, Todd. Have a good week.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.